Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. I'd be fascinated to know what you remember your parents teaching you. Their words shape the whole of our lives. I clearly remember my father insisting that we show instant obedience, presumably because we so often failed to show it. I remember my mother giving us great encouragement when we were kind to others. My parents are no longer with us, but their influence lives on. I can still hear their words of guidance, encouragement, and warning. When we became foster parents a few years ago, we were encouraged to spend a lot of time reflecting on parenting skills. Bringing up our own three children, we didn't reflect much on the process, to be honest. We just did it. Parents are never perfect, and I've heard it said that what we need is to be good enough parents. I like that expression. We won't always get it right, but because of our love for our children, we will, with God's help, always seek to be good enough. Parents are referred to repeatedly throughout the book of Proverbs, and the key theme is discipline. This could easily sound harsh, but in fact a loving word. No parent who truly loves their child will let them do whatever they wish. The result would inevitably be disastrous. Loving discipline gives security and direction to children and builds firm foundations for the whole of their lives. Families take many shapes. And these verses remind us that we need to do everything we can to support family life. The early years are absolutely crucial for the whole of life, and each of us needs to invest in the lives of children in whatever way we can. So let me ask you a question. What opportunities do you have to support family life? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, give us your strength and grace, so that we'll be able to be the right influence on the children in our lives and support those who have the awesome responsibility of being parents. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.